All right, back on the post game. So here's my take on it. So like I said, it's complicated. Nobody knew that.
Wait, give them, because they might have not seen the video.
No, so, no, I know. Don't worry, I'm gonna set it up. No one knew that figuring out culture was complicated and what the right culture should be or anything. Yeah. All right, so look, during the regular show, we had a discussion about the story where in Norway they took a picture of empty bus seats, but they looked like women in burqas, at least to the right wing, and they were filled with hate. I said, I'm not pro burqa, and whenever I see someone in a burqa, I want to feel like we should liberate them. Now, not by force and not by hating them, as I explained, but through getting our ideas and culture out. So Anna made the point that, well, look, some people say the patriarchy taught you to wear high heel shoes, so that's why you wear them. And she's like, no, I like them. Now, I'm positive that some people who wear burqas and certainly headscarves, because the less extreme you get, the more optional it is and more you might be thinking, that's just, I like that, right? That spectrum is important because I don't believe anyone actually likes a burqa. Okay, so now, again, they think they like it. Not all of them, some of them, right? And I have no idea what the percentages are, so I'm not gonna make any numbers up, right? So the problem is that we are all brainwashed from an early age to believe certain things. And as I've said many times before, some of that brainwashing is actually a good thing, and some of it is a bad thing. And it's very hard to discern which is which. So we teach our kids to eat with a fork and knife. That's brainwashing them. They don't have to, they could eat with their fingers, they could eat with other things. They could eat with their shoes, scoop it up with your shoe and eat it. Okay, but brainwashing them to eat with forks and knives turns out not bad, not bad. We teach them to eventually wipe their own asses. That turns out to be a genius idea in how you brainwash kids, okay? So almost everything we teach our kids is a form of brainwashing, right? Now brainwashing obviously has a negative connotation, but in this case I'm just talking about how we indoctrinate our kids for the good things and bad things, right? Now I know that a lot of everybody earnestly believes that they believe their religion, but they're wrong. Because almost no one converts. That's again, of course, plenty of people convert. I'm talking about percentages. So the overwhelming majority of people who are born into Christianity remain Christian, Muslim remain Muslim, etc. Right? So you think you're making a choice to be Muslim or Jewish or Christian or Hindu, but you're not. I mean, what a lucky coincidence that almost all the people on earth happen to get born in the right religion. You know, the Hindus think, boy, I got lucky. I got born into Hinduism and this is the right religion. Everybody thinks that, right? And that is not correct. You didn't get lucky and it's an accident of fate. And you genuinely believe that, but it is a mistaken belief. Do you see what I'm saying? So you might think, yeah, maybe the burqa has some advantages. You're not feeling particularly pretty that day. Okay, now I don't want to belittle it. I know I'm just being a little too light there. There's days I could use a burqa. Okay, but overall, of course, it's not a thing that makes you happier to cover your whole face and no one's allowed to look at you. You're not allowed to speak through it. And it takes away so many of your freedoms and your personality and who you are as an individual. I would argue that it is inherently a bad thing. And even if you think you like it, it's because you got brainwashed into it. Now, where it gets a little bit hazier is a headscarf, high-heeled shoes. Yes, you got brainwashed into high-heeled shoes. Yes, you genuinely like it. Is it intrinsically a bad thing? No, not necessarily at all, because it does make you feel powerful. So.
It makes me feel, yes. So, but it's funny because I started wanting to wear high heel shoes when I was like 12, okay? And so, like my parents were like, no, you're not gonna wear high heel shoes, are you crazy? You're too young. I think I might have even been younger than that. And my dad was especially against it. And he's like, no, it's terrible, it's bad for you, you don't wanna wear, no, I want high heel shoes. And I wouldn't let it go. And finally my mom got me a pair of like high heel shoes. Okay, they weren't even high heel, little heels. And I've always loved them, I've always loved them. And guess what, like you mentioned all the negative components of wearing a burqa. Well, or a headscarf. But I mean, there's a ton of negative things that come along with wearing high heels. For instance, they're really bad for your feet. And yeah. I know they're bad for my feet. I know they're damaging my feet right now.
Yeah.
I still wear them because I love them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just keep it real.
Uh-oh, we're about to keep it real.
Okay, so the whole thing that's kind of spurred this conversation was this argument that I got into with the progressive guy who got mad at me because I like to wear high heels. And he's like, oh, you got brainwashed by the patriarchy. And I kept trying to explain.
I think he said it in that exact voice and hand motions.
Yeah. So I tried to explain it to him. I'm like, no, but like, you need to know me, right? And I'm not the kind of person who does things that I don't want to do, right? In fact, I've gotten a lot of heat for not doing things that were expected of me by my culture, right? Marrying an Armenian guy, being religious, and all of that stuff. Like, I've always pushed back against all that shit. And so I don't think I've been brainwashed. I think that this is what I genuinely want, and the way I dress is what makes me feel powerful. It makes me feel attractive, right? It makes me feel strong. For me, femininity represents strength. So I like looking feminine and feeling feminine. And so to have this guy accuse me of doing something because I've been brainwashed by the patriarchy was so incredibly insulting. And I was pissed because he didn't care what I had to say. He didn't care how I felt. He was telling me as a man how I felt and how I've been, you know, oppressed by the patriarchy. And I'm like, homeboy, you are mansplaining to me. So you are part of the problem, right? So you, as a dude, you don't get to tell me what makes me feel good and what makes me feel powerful. And so, look, are there gradations when it comes to the type of headdress? Sure. But again, when I think of that, you know, experience in my life, I just feel uncomfortable telling women, especially women who live in the Western world, who might live in the United States or whatever, Europe, and you know, they're not living in this oppressive dictatorial regime. I feel uncomfortable telling them, like, no, this is not really something you choose to do. You've been brainwashed. I think some of them genuinely do like it. And honestly, you mentioned, like, it takes away so much of their personality. I've gotten emails from Muslim women who say, no, I don't want guys to be hyper focused on my physical appearance. I feel like I can actually be myself without people being distracted or judging me about the way I look.
I believe that you genuinely think that, and I understand that advantage, and I think your point is well taken. Having said that, if you were born a Lutheran, you never would have made the choice to wear that headscarf. Never, okay? So it is brainwashing. You can argue that it's okay, it's neutral or slightly positive if when you weigh the things. And you recognize that and are continuing that tradition nonetheless. That's a super fair argument, right? Basically the argument you're making about high heel shoes. But let's not pretend that you, in Iran, you have to wear a headscarf at a minimum, right? So people wear pink ones, colorful ones, and they'll say, well, that's okay because it's an expression of my personality. That's wonderful, and I'm glad you're doing that, and that gives me a sense of your identity. So that's it, quote unquote, better in my mind because I at least know more about you, and it's more expression you get to express. But again, if you're born in Norway, you would have never worn that pink headscarf. The people who wear headscarves optionally are like Jackie Kennedy. Okay, so like in the old days, people would be like, oh, it's sunny, I'll wear a headscarf, right?
Yeah.
And I want to distinguish between harmless and something that is potentially harmful. So in Turkey in the old days, the older women used to wear headscarves, but just headscarves.
Yeah.
And it was tradition, and no one, they were, like, they might have been oppressed for other reasons, but they weren't oppressed because of the headscarf. Right? You could see their face, you could see their body. They wore different clothes, they got to express themselves, etc. Right? That reminds me of the yarmulke. Again, if you weren't born Jewish, it is very unlikely you'd be like, oh, I got a great fashion idea, I'm gonna wear a yarmulke. Okay, you're wearing the yarmulke because you were born into that culture, tradition, etc. Okay? Yeah. But does the yarmulke really hurt? Not really. It has almost no downside. The headscarf that the old ladies used to wear has almost no downside. Jackie O's headscarf in the sun has almost no downside, right? But the minute you start to obscure yourself and take away your ability to express yourself, I think that the harm that comes from that is significant enough that you should at least reconsider the heritage that you grew up in.
Yeah.
And so, and I talk about reconsidering heritage and culture all the time, because as we've discussed many times, some parts of your culture are great, some parts of your culture are miserable, and that is true of almost all the cultures. So you should make an educated assessment of that, mm-hmm. rather than just going, this is what we do, this is what we do, and you don't know me, I love it, right? Think about why you love it. And if at the end you still love it, even knowing the upsides and downsides, then God bless, that's perfect.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. But if they do that assessment and they decide that they still love it, then you should concede that they love it and not accuse them of being brainwashed, which is what happened with me.
Yeah.
Right?
No. I'm kidding. And again, the word brainwashed is too strong and too negative a connotation.
Yeah.
We're all programmed, right? Mm-hmm. And if you say, yeah, I know, I get it, I got programmed to wear the headscarf, and I get the downsides, but for me, I got used to it and I kind of like it, and I think the upsides are slightly higher, so get off my ass. I will, in fact, get off your ass.
Okay.
Okay. Fair. Is that not fair? Is that not merciful?
That's merciful.
Okay. Like, all right, I want these women to be liberated, and if you're not, I'll be on your ass. That's not a good slogan. So, anyways, all right, that's all I had.
All right, cool.
All right, much love, guys. I'll see you in 2 hours and 40 minutes on Old School.
Okay? And we have a TYT Classics today, not live, but make sure you check it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Check out TYT Classics. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.